All right. Well, then, I'm holding it for a reason.
I'm Guys Ian. I'm an associate pastor at Edmonton Millwoods and Edmonton North Churches, and I've been asked. Okay? But I'm not the only one here, so because I want to have everybody heard, I'm going to pass this around. You can just say your name and where you're from.
Robert Zoltzman from Warburg.
Okay.
Karen Pruno from Edmonton Central.
Adiona Dube, Edmonton Central.
Novuyo Sibanda, Edmonton North.
Lila Elias, Leduc.
Rose Campbell, Leduc.
All right. Oh, Leduc has two?
Yeah.
Two prayer leaders. Wow. Well, but you're two prayer leaders, right? You're both here. Oh, that's even a whole bunch of prayer leaders. I'm jealous. What? There you go. Excellent. Rose and Lila, Novio, Karen,
Adiona,
and
Robert.
Okay. And it is okay, that's fair. All right, it is Karen, right? That's right. I don't know why I thought I heard something different. Forgive my ears, please. Okay, we're here until what time? 12 o'clock. All right, so I will be a good steward of your time. We won't keep you any longer than we need to, not because we don't want to pray, but the bottom line is everybody has things to do today. Who has Valentine's Day's plans today?
We'll see. Church.
Oh.
Jesus.
Okay, with Jesus. All right, there we go. Confession is good for the soul. I still don't know what I'm doing for my wife the rest of the day. I was glad that she's our church clerk at Millwoods, so she's here today.
Okay.
And she didn't object to coming today. But I have to find out what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. So you can pray for me. I wanted to start first off with prayer. I think that's the best way for us to start our time together. And I'm not here as any prayer expert. I've prayed for years and years and have all kinds of power. And so I didn't want to be the only one to pray today. And so I'm wondering, I'm hoping, I'm assuming that we're comfortable praying in public, right? Am I incorrect? If I'm incorrect, that's fine. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to... Peter? No.
Robert.
Robert. Adiona. Rose.
Lila.
Novio. Karen. Adiona. Lila. Robert. Robert. Okay, good. I'm working on it. So yeah, I'm going to pass this little recorder around again. And just for us to, not because you need our prayers to be recorded, but I just find sometimes when I'm watching a public meeting on tape or whatever, and you can't hear what somebody else is saying clearly, you just hear it in the background, you know what's happening, we're not sure what it is, that disturbs me. So we're going to say, I pray, take the little microphone, pass it on to the person next to you once you finish praying, and then I'll finish to the close, and then we'll start talking. Does that make sense? Is that fair? All right, Robert.
Heavenly Father, let the Holy Spirit be with us and guide us through to nurture us and strengthen us. This prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Father in heaven, we've come today to learn about prayer ministries and how to encourage the members of our church in their walk with you. Please be with us today as we learn more about you, about each other, and about how to help our people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, you are wonderful and awesome God. Lord, we have come here to learn about prayer, Lord, in the prayer ministries. Lord, open our hearts and our minds so that whatever we are going to learn here today, we will use that, Lord, to be able to reach out to other people, Lord. May our hearts and our thoughts be here and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Father God, I want to affirm my brother and sister's prayers. We have gone before. Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity that we can come at your feet and teach us, Lord. Father, we are willing to take it on and do whatever it takes, Lord, to be in connection with you, to lead in this ministry, to help each other, to lift up each other towards your heavenly throne. Father, this morning we just want that connection with you. We are listening. Teach us, O God, how to pray. Teach us, O God, how to lead our fellow brethren and sisters into prayerful moods or moments. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness, for giving us yet another chance, Lord. Now hold our hand and walk with us. We are here. Send us, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, again, we thank you that we are here today and have an opportunity to learn and to grow in our prayer lives and to share that growth with others. And I pray that you will teach us how to uphold our church, how to lift them up and support them through prayer. And may we look to Christ, who is our ultimate example of prayer. And we thank you for these things in his name. Amen.
Amen. Holy Father, Lord in heaven, we just want to thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Father God, we truly appreciate you. We love you, Lord, and we adore you. Just thank you for taking us here safely. Father, as we're about to go through this session, we pray, Father, that you'll just be with each and every one, Father. And if there's anything is in us that will prevent us from receiving the message, please remove, Lord. Pray for our pastor, we lead out. Send your sweet Holy Spirit to lead, Lord. And I know wherever you lead, he'll follow. Continue to bless us as a group. Continue to lead out in our lives. And when you shall come, please, Lord, without the missing of one of us bowing here, along with other saints all over the world, go home to live with you for Christ's sake. Amen.
Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre, Señor. En esta mañana te damos las gracias por la oportunidad que nos das de aprender cada día más de ti. Danos de tu amor, Señor, danos tu bendición, que tu Espíritu Santo esté sobre cada uno de nosotros para que nosotros podamos aprender y ayudarle a otras personas. En el nombre de tu Hijo amado Cristo Jesús. Amén.
Amen. Father God, I just thank you so much for... I thank you for the power that's in this room. Not because of any of the merits of each of us, and not because of any of our experience or our skills, but because we've determined under your direction to lead your people in prayer. Thank you so much, God, for the privilege and the responsibility. Thank you for giving us the skills that we need. Thank you for the blessings that we've received through prayer already throughout our lives, collectively, and the what that represents for us. And thank you, God, for leading us so we can lead your people. Thank you also, Father, for what you're going to teach us today. Open our minds and our hearts to receive you in a special way. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
What did I do?
So you can clip it on. You can clip it on.
Okay. I'm going to. I've been passing it around because you've each been sharing stuff. And we're going to keep sharing stuff. So, is that your lens cap on? No, it's not. Okay, that's good. All right. Watch your face. Okay. Excellent. What I want to share with you first. Recently, the prayer coordinator for our conference is Dr. Warren Kay. Many of you know him. He was a pastor. He used to be out of Sylvan Lake, and he does other things for the conference now at this point. But what is Dr. Warren Kay? W-A-R-R-E-N, and his last name is K-A-Y. What the conference determined to do this year was that instead of having one person responsible for prayer for the whole conference, they divided it into three sections. So that is a section that is Calgary and south of Calgary,
Pastor Henny Todd is in charge of that area. Dr. Warren Cable, he oversees things for the whole conference, but he also leads out with prayer initiatives in the central area. And they've asked yours truly to help lead out in prayer for Edmonton and the area north of Edmonton. And so that's why I'm here today. That and the reason that Dr. K is on vacation. So he said, well, look, can you fill it in? And I said, who am I to keep somebody from vacation? So so I feel myself as more of a facilitator. I'm not any big prayer expert. I do love prayer. And I do want to learn more about prayer. Are there any of you who were here, who were present at Edmonton West Church last February for the prayer conference with Pavel Goya?
Yes, I think I was there.
Okay. All right. We organized that in connection with the Impact 2015 program, just to facilitate more prayer for evangelism in particular, and for what we were doing with regards to Impact 2015 in particular. And I asked Pavel Goya, well, is it possible to learn more about prayer? How do you do that? And so he just shared some book lists with me. And so I'm sharing that to say I'm learning more about prayer, but I wouldn't consider myself a master of prayer or a PhD of prayer. I'm just a lover of prayer. That's all. That's it. And so I'm considering myself, especially as a facilitator here this morning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hoping that this session can be valuable to us still, even though I'm not an expert. And I'm hoping we can all learn from what's going on. So, and since I'm facilitating, I acknowledge my ignorance with regards to prayer, I think that means that you have just as much to share as I do. So, I think I have three questions I want to ask you. And so that's why this is going to come around again. Hopefully, you'll adjust. And so, I like clockwise. So I always start with you, Rob. I love going clockwise. And we don't know your name. Can you share your name with them?
Lorena.
Oh.
Yeah, I come from Reina Feli Spanish Church.
Yes, that's right.
Spanish.
Sister Nopia, would you share with her my wife's name, please? Share with her my wife's name.
Oh. No, yeah, some name. The same?
Almost, yeah. Lauren.
Lauren.
Yes, that's right. Watch you. This is a reminder I have to figure out things for Valentine's Day today. Thank goodness. Okay. So, my first question, and Robert will be the first to answer, but he's going to pass it clockwise around, is for you to share what is working for prayer ministry in your church? What is your church doing? What is your prayer ministry department doing that is is working, where you feel it's working? Either you feel it's working because you have lots of people supporting it, or you feel it's working because God is blessing it, or you feel it's working by whatever standard you have. What is your prayer ministry department in your church doing currently that is working? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So we can share and learn from each other. All right. And we'll start with Robert, whose name I know now. I don't think he's Peter, I know it's Robert.
It's working in the Warwick Church, making up a team that we're able to think and work together.
Okay. Alright, prayer ministry team, that's valuable. Excellent. We're both Karen and Dale are both in Central, okay?
And I'm from Central, yeah.
That's right, and you're from Central as well.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so two churches with two leaders present. That's big. Keep going.
What is working? The people who are attending try to attend as often as they can. So, yes, that's what I was thinking, was we have faithful members coming. And then it's welcoming. Whenever other people come in, they're always welcome to ask their name, phone number, and I think those two are what's working.
Yes.
And what else?
And also that the book that we share each and every Wednesday is also helping much to
Yes, we're getting into the spirit of prophecy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Being encouraged that way at prayer meeting.
What is working in our prayer ministry, what keeps us going, is we use technology. As other people, they use it for something else, we use it for prayer. We communicate a lot through technology. You know, we try and do the best we can, because we're renting a church, so we can't get together when we need to. What we also doing is we meet like every Sabbath in the morning, before Sabbath school. It's helpful not to look at the numbers. Who came, who didn't come, one or two people who came, because it's a powerful, we have a powerful moment at that point. It doesn't matter whether two people are there or three people are there, we just share and cover those ones who are not there, and work of the Lord goes that way. We still, as we are praying, pray for us to be able to meet, to find like a central point whereby we're able to meet as a church and involve the church at large. That is our desire.
Okay, as a church, since 2016, we had a request from our pastor, like, to pray for the pastors before they go to deliver the sermon during divine hour. So we meet and pray the pastor, and it's just two Sabbaths now. But what I notice is that I don't know, the pastors are good, they do preach, but since we are praying, I believe that the sermons are more vibrant, and I believe the prayer is working, you know, because yesterday we had the pastor, the 23rd Psalm, and he actually took just line by line, and it was so refreshing, you know. So we have done that, and I think for the first time we have started prayer partners, where we choose partners and we make a conscious decision that we are going to be praying together, because many times we say we don't have, but we have to find time for the Lord. So we know much prayer, little prayer, little prayer. So when two of you or three of you praying for something, then is more prayer. So we have embarked upon that, and among other things that we have discussed, but we are going to be looking at these.
Right.
I just wanted to add that we had discussed also actually phoning each family in our church and developing a relationship with them and asking them what we can pray for their family, getting the names of each family member and such, and specific issues, developing a rapport with them. So we're going to take our prayer ministry team and divide the church up amongst them.
Oh, just one more thing here. This one is touching, because working with children for years, I noticed something. I noticed our young people and our children, they are not given the opportunity to pray a lot. Yeah. We can't expect them to pray a long prayer, but just begin. If it's the offering time or whenever, if it even just say, Lord have mercy, just our children, we have the children, they are the heritage, they are you, they are the future church, so we make a conscious decision to involve our children more, you know, that they can do something. Yesterday I was saying to someone, when they collect the offering, instead of having the church at large pray for the, one of the children could just say, Lord, thank you for this offering. That's prayer. A prayer does not have to be long. A prayer it does not have to be long. And you're not talking to man. It's your communication with God. So we have to try to train our youths or our children to do much better. So.
Okay, might. English is single, but okay. I want to try to explain. In the church I had in this department for 2 years, we had only 25 or 30 members, but we had two prayers. We meet in Thursday, 7 to 8:30 with the pastor, and the Sunday, the power hour is the name.
Okay.
But Sunday, the people count 10 person, but 6, 4. I don't understand why the people doesn't like to come to their prayer at time. I don't know. But we are working in this department because we believe this. It's no prayer, no power.
That's right.
No, and we have to give to the people, to the testimony. Even if there are two persons, it doesn't matter. You know, we have to give to the people testimony. You know, and we all the every. Yeah, every meeting we pray for the name, you know, for the names. This is for the children. This is for the six persons, for the six, and this is for the single. The single, they are looking wiser, and this is for the young, and this pay is for our parents. And now I'm giving to them this because we are going to have a big meeting for. The brothers not coming to the church.
Okay.
Yeah, and we are start to because in the March 26th we had a meeting for everybody's not coming to the.
Okay.
The brother was before in the church and we want to invite for March
26th. Excellent. There we go. All right. There's a lot of stuff going on in our churches that I'm hearing, a lot of good stuff. And I'm encouraged by that. I made some notes, and I'll go over that after. I want to ask another question. What challenges are you experiencing? What challenges are you experiencing with prayer ministry? Yeah. Just want to get an idea of what you're perceiving as a challenge, and what how that difficulty reflects itself or makes itself known in your prayer ministry at your church. Does that make sense? I know at one time I had the opportunity to meet with other prayer leaders. It was a couple years ago, and we shared some of the challenges. It helped to talk about what's going on and what's difficult and maybe why it's difficult. And sometimes in the this is still working, right? Sometimes in the discussion of what the challenges are, we can find solutions. So, starting with Robert, the challenges that we're experiencing in prayer ministry.
What you're experiencing right now?
Challenges with your experience.
We have discussions of what, as a group, we come up with what we're going to be want to work with. Right now, we're going through the Mount of Blessings. We're going through each chapter of that, and right now we're going to come up to the end of that. I'm not sure what the group is going to go from there. We were going through the books of the Bible, and members of the church has decided they want to do something different. So, okay. So right now we're going to be finishing up the Mount of Blessings.
And go from there. Understood? All right.
Okay. I'm thinking one of the challenges is we have a large church and our members are faithful, but it could be more people coming.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally somebody else comes from the church, which is great, but then they look around and they don't see any pastors, they don't see any elders, and they're like, oh, okay. I came, I saw, I'm gone. And it might be good if we would have a schedule of pastor and or, well, pastors are really busy, so of the elders, of them to be in, because how can we tell the church, okay, come to prayer meeting, it's really important. Ellen White says if you don't come to prayer meeting you probably won't be going to heaven. It's actually something that I read.
Okay.
How can we tell them that, and then they come and they don't see the leaders of the church there?
Understood.
Mm.
Understood.
So, but we understand these people are busy with other items from the church that need to be dealt with and taken care of. But if a schedule could be made so that they're not all there at the same time, so that they're not overwhelmed, I don't know. I my thought.
As she mentioned that we are a large church, one of the challenges that we meet is Saturday morning.
Mm.
We have prayer meeting at 9 o'clock before the church starts. We'll find that we might be three or four people, mm-hmm. but it's a large church, and there are prayer meeting on Wednesdays. Many people come, but on Saturday mornings, it's really a challenge. Because I'm sure, we are coming to church on a Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
and yet when somebody is going to work, starting at 7 a.m., mm-hmm. he will be there 6:45 a.m.
Right. Yes.
But it's really a challenge for people to come here at 9 o'clock
mm.
to meet Sabbath school. So I think it's one of the prayers that we really need to pray about. We are praying about it in our prayer group.
The challenge in our church is once the prayer, and it has been the few years past, that once the prayer department is elected, the church seems to think that is the church, is the prayer department that has to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see if things go wrong, they first go to the prayer department. You're not doing your job. I'm like, okay. We are here to help, to support each other, to lead into it, not to do it. So when you invite people to come to join, it's a challenge. People, they drag their feet. One thing that the Spirit spoke to me like the past few weeks is that don't look at numbers.
Yes.
Don't look at numbers. God has put you there for a reason. If it needs you by yourself to go there and pray, and if there is an appointment, if we make appointment with God,
mm-hmm.
with each other, we're making an appointment with God. That's what the Spirit told me. And so those 9 o'clock meetings, they have to go with one or
mm-hmm.
by yourself, or two people come. If three come, praise be to the Lord. But if no one comes, I am there. What am I doing? You know? So that was the other challenge that we have as a leader. You want people to be there, but you are also challenged. At times you are there, at times you are not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's this thing of pointing fingers, and yet me, what am I doing? Me. And that's where I am right now, that I want the Lord to help me to not to speak or point fingers,
mm-hmm.
but to do. If I have to be by myself lifting up the church there, let it be. At the fullness of time, when God's people are ready, It will happen. But until then, stay on your knees. It's your knees that speaks, not you. But the devil has put in us that we simple focus elsewhere and leave the very focus where we're supposed to focus. So that is our challenge, that the church is not really participating with the perception of you are the leader, do it, you know. And so the other challenge we have, as I said, we are renting and we don't have like weekly prayer meetings. People are busy to rotate and people are challenged. You know, we are people, we are human. And so-and-so doesn't want to go to so-and-so's house, and so-and-so doesn't want to go to so-and-so's house, and vice versa. Others, they don't want to open their homes. You know, it's really a challenge that we want God to help us. But we have that window that God gave us. God gives you something small to work with. If you are able to work with that, then He increases. He can't just give you something big, yet you are failing to hang with the small one. So again, pray for us.
Because we are just starting out, we haven't experienced too many challenges yet, but I foresee challenges because I've been in prayer ministry before. One is time, trying to make the time, set aside that time to do that. And the other is distractions, because the enemy will always try to keep us distracted so that we are not praying, because he knows the power of prayer. So that's where we have to pray for our prayer ministry teams as well.
And see, the Spirit is really leading, because I was just jotting down something and I have here finding time to pray. And that's what she said first, and we were thinking alike. So people are just working and they are just tired, like there's no time. I read an article in the Leduc Rep the other day where they were saying, like, where this gentleman wrote, and he's saying, Satan, they had this convention, and Satan said, we cannot stop people from going to church. We cannot stop the Christians from going to church. They go to church. We cannot stop them from reading the Bible. They read the Bible. But we can stop them from praying, because let them work. Let them work. Let them be distracted. Let them stay on the iPad. Let them do the computer. Let them do many jobs for vacation. And then they're just tired. No time for prayer. And let them sleep in church. Let them don't hear what is happening. Just see. And then I have one here. Praying in public is one of the problem. Many people don't like to pray in public. Sure. That's what we agree. We are talking to our God, but we, you know, we have that. And then, as she said, poor attendance at prayer meeting. One thing I noticed is that making our requests known to God before we will go ahead and we have a business and start the business without asking God's guidance or the Holy Spirit to lead us. And then when the business fails, we blame God. So it's just putting everything. God is like a brother. He wants us to say everything. He won't turn us away. He just wants us to say everything to Him even before. And we have been communicating with God, and this is what challenge. However simple it is, when you pray and the prayer is answered, give God thanks.
That's huge.
Let people know, because you are praying, what is happening? What has God done for you? You know, we need our testimonies to you. And Jesus himself set a perfect example for saying thanks. Remember when the lepers, one went back to say thanks, he said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? So we should always thank the Lord for what He has done. Or if we pray for something and it's answered, let us see that prayer works. Tell them God answered this prayer or whatever.
I confuse challenge. How is the pronunciation? Challenge. Is the same that opportunity? It's the same.
Difficulties.
difficulties. Hard things.
Obstacles. Right. Okay.
Okay. I thought there's a Chinese, Chinese proverb talks about how in every challenge is an opportunity.
Yes.
And that's what I thought you were saying. But okay, don't let me confuse you. Go ahead, say what you're saying.
Yeah, it's in the ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I want to talk about Chi. I think the same. We don't have to think about this. Another person want to come to the church because I know God. He know our heart.
Mm-hmm.
He know. And is the is difficult for see what the people think in the church, how they teach you, you know, how the school sabbat or the elders or the pastor show you your Jesus about the it's difficult, but we have to know we are giving the opportunity to the Holy Spirit come to the church on the people, blessing to the people, and there are many. I myself am interested very hard to in prayer.
Amen.
Yeah, because we have to know who supports the ministry or the church or the people is God. That's no right. Prayer, we can see any. Mm-hmm. We can see any.
Yeah. All right. Understanding. Still working. It is still recording. All right. Great guy. Good. I've learned from some of what you said today already. I want to thank you for teaching me. And what am I thinking about? So some of what you said, I wrote it down in particular. Some of you have reflected. You have a prayer team, where it's not just you as the prayer leader, but there are more than one people who you're working with. And I want to congratulate that. That isn't the right word. That's the word I'm going to use. It's important. It's always important to have people with you can count on to work with you, and people and those people who are working with you to say organize prayer initiatives and things of that nature. So maybe when you do, you have people working with you in your planning prayer meeting or the prayer meeting, either the regular Wednesday night prayer meeting or the prayer meeting before church service. That means you're not the only one. If you happen to be sick that day or whatever, there are all these people who will always be ready to be, who will be there as well. People you can count on to take your place. And so that's important to have a team. It's also valuable that those people will also pray with you. Right? I like what Sister Ben Novio has shared with technology. So some people you can, with her example, I know because I'm on her prayer team. She's in my church. Or I'm in her church, really, yes. She has the messaging service WhatsApp. And so we have there's a group and we'll all get these messages on WhatsApp and we can share prayer ideas, things you want to pray about, prayer initiatives you want to see at church. We communicate that way. And that works for us, right? It might work for you to pray to look with your team via email or via text or via Facebook Messenger. Facebook can do it. Yeah, whatever works for you if you can do it. Right? There are some people who are just not comfortable communicating on a keyboard. And that's the way it is, right? But those of you who can do that, that makes a lot of difference. One thing I heard is that
I'm going to misquote this quote, but the significance of what happens in our Christian lives isn't just what happens on, it's living between the Sabbaths.
Mm.
What are we doing in the week that helps connect us to God?
Mm.
And I find if you can communicate via prayer, via technology with prayer partners or your prayer team or whatever, that can help. That can help a lot. One thing that I want to do personally, that'll keep me from it, is to pray for, I've been trying to pray for my church leaders via text or via email. And the one chance I got to do it with some of my elders, they came up afterwards at church, they're like, oh, thank you so much, Pastor, thank you so much, Pastor, thank you so much. I think even praying for church members, if you can, with your prayer team, via email or via text. You just send an email off one time, it could be, hey Rob, I'm praying for you about your work situation. I hope things work out. I pray that God blesses you, that God changes things. Or what I do is it's almost like I'm talking to God and letting somebody listen in. I'll say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so, I forgot, Layla?
Leela.
I was close. There we go. From Futurama. That's it. Adiona and Leela. Okay, I can't forget your name because that's my wife's name. Rose and Novio and Karen and Rob. I'm praying. I'll say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Leela. Thank you for how you're using her. Thank you for how you're blessing her. Thank you for her family. I thank you, God, especially for how you're going to work out with her situation, with her health. I know that she's not feeling well. She has this complication. God, we're asking you to show yourself strong. I'll do that. I'll write the whole prayer as it, to God directly, but I'll send it to her so that she can see how I've prayed for her. And I've seen value in that. People seem to value that from what I've experienced. That's just an idea. I'm just sharing ideas based on what I've experienced and also what I've heard from you say today. But technology, we often get frustrated with technology. We know the disadvantages of technology. That you can spend hours on Facebook and away from your family. That you can be at a dinner with your significant other, but you're always on your phone texting back and forth. It's possible. You can be watching TV for hours and all the time is gone. But I'm just thinking for us to where we can use technology for God's honor and glory. That's an idea. You talked, Karen, you mentioned in particular encourage. And I think it's important for us to encourage our church members with regards to prayer. I wish if there had been a survey of some sort about how church members really feel about prayer. Because we all know church prayer is important. But we all don't give prayer that primacy in our lives, commensurate with the importance we say it has. I think there are a lot of people who are intimidated by prayer,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. So is your hand up, Adiona?
I just wanted to mention that we also have one challenge that we don't get time to promote prayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, during announcement time.
Understood.
Because I'm sure we have been trying that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get that time. They tell us there's no time for promotion.
They always say there's no time.
We need that time to promote the prayer time.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll talk about that. I know I've had a specific experience with that, and I want to speak over that. I feel that church members need to be encouraged regarding prayer. I think for one thing, we often have long, prolific prayers in church. And people will hear those prayers, and they think, my prayer should be like those. And they'll think, well, I don't know the names from God from the Bible. I can't call God by seven and eight different names. I don't have all the right terms for adoring God and saying, oh, Father God, you're so wonderful and you're so amazing and you're so, I haven't got that flowery language. I don't remember the different parts of prayer that seem to come out in different prayers that I prayed from the front. And I feel like my prayers can never go that long.
it's good, it's very good for us to do our part under God's direction to review Sister White's writing. And I wish I had this exact quote, but I remember specifically there's somewhere where she wrote that prayers in public should be no more than 2 or 3 minutes. And I think that's important. We're not to weary the saints that way. But it's, being on your knees that long is a problem to start with, right? Sister Novia.
That being actually the problem comes with the church at large, from the leadership.
Okay.
They don't seem to take prayer seriously. Prayer is just like any other, and it scares me. It's like any other thing, you know, like what you're saying. People don't know how to pray, don't know what prayer is. And when you ask the leadership, can we get a seminar on prayer, they look like, prayer? No, we don't need, we need evangelism. Evangelism precedes prayer. And yet these things go hand in hand. How am I going to pray for evangelism yet I don't even know how to pray? What prayer has?
Exactly.
What connection, what power the prayer has? I don't know. All I know is to mumble those large, big words. At times they are empty.
Exactly. We can't afford that.
So that you say, Sister Sibanda can pray. But really, it's empty.
Heartfelt, so sincere prayers.
Also, at large, can support this ministry. The reason why it's not supported by the church members is because the church leadership themselves, they don't support.
Understood.
She said, when they have prayer meetings,
yep,
the leadership is not there. You know? And yet, we have to hold hands and pray with them, pray for them, and they pray for us, vice versa.
Understood.
But if they're not there, you know, we need support.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right. I have Rob's point, and then I'm coming to you, Adiona. Leela, not Layla, Leela. Okay. And Lorena. Okay, go ahead, Rob.
I put it in a bulletin, in the church bulletin there about a quote from Ellen G. White, what she stated about prayer is that it shows God's heart impulse of how much we pray. And at the time there wasn't so many it was just about the two of us showing up. I was trying to figure out how to encourage the members to come, so I put that quote in.
There you go.
Then go to
You go to
LVR. when people have exposed to them their problems, it's all they don't always like it, but sometimes people need to hear it. It's true. I do hear it in particular. Yeah, I was going to come to that point. What's the point I was making before about encouraging with prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll come back to that. Yes, you shared that you haven't got elders or pastors at your prayer meetings, and of course your pastors in particular. You shared that leadership isn't always supportive of prayer initiatives. And I know I've experienced that myself. For the Impact 15 program, we tried to coordinate prayer with some of our pastors, and it wasn't always easy. That's the honest truth. I don't know exactly why that is. I don't. What I want to emphasize, you talked about promotion. I'm going to come back in a second. You talked about time to promote an event, right? Promote prayer from the front, right? You would think prayer ministry or prayer meeting wouldn't need promotion because it's the same time every day, every week, right? It's not like it changes all the time.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. But I remember once when I wasn't a pastor yet. I was a youth leader, and I was begging the elders for a few seconds to make an announcement, and it was a fight. And I got to make the announcement, but it wasn't a happy announcement. And one of my spiritual mentors saw me afterwards, and that's what the problem was. I didn't look happy, and I explained. I had to fight with this elder to get a few seconds, literally, on the platform to make an announcement. And she said, number one, the honest truth is that a lot of the time when you promote things to the front, people aren't listening anyways, which is frustrating in and of itself. The number two thing she said was, the most important thing for you to do is to pray. And I thought that was, I didn't have a place of value on prayer at that time. So I thought it was weird. But I see that now. And I'm thinking about with regards to even getting people to come out to prayer ministry, or where you're seeing you don't have support from your pastors or elders or church board members, that should be a regular feature of a regular thing you pray over. Because that's it. I see your hand. That's an indication of a problem. An indication, one, if you haven't got your church members coming out, that where your church members aren't putting aren't seeing the primacy of prayer, that's an issue. Am I right? So pray for your members who aren't making it out. Right? Why is that happening? It might be that, and it'd be a lovely thing if maybe you have a member who is not present at your prayer meeting, but they're at home praying from 7:30 till 8:30. I think that would be cool. I would be cool with that. If it turned out that my entire church wasn't coming to prayer meeting, but they were at home praying, I'd be okay with that. I would take that. And so just to pray over why is it that my members aren't? Lord God, people aren't coming. I'm concerned people aren't praying. And I know that crucial it is for them in their lives. If they're going through the time in the week and they haven't got a real vibrant prayer relationship with you, something is wrong. And so God, I'm asking you to work with our members to drive them to pray. I don't know what it is you have to do, if they have to go through whatever persecution or pestilence to drive them to pray, but move on them to pray. And if they come here to pray, God, that's a blessing. If they pray at home or wherever else, that's a blessing. But God, work with them. Work with our pastors and our elders. That's I want to be careful. But that's especially frustrating. That's especially frustrating. I see your hand. Her hand is first. And I can finish that point and then coming to you. That to not have your leaders actively praying when the church has said they're going to come together to pray. Right? And so I'm asking, okay, I'm just thinking to pray for them as well. I'm glad you pray for your preachers before the sermon. I hope it's not the only time. But yeah, that's right. Pray for them as too. Lord God, be with Pastor John and Pastor Dar and Pastor Enoch and all of our elders. Lord God, they're not here again, and that's not cool. Lord God, please work with them, work on them, do something. If they have to go through pestilence and whatever else, God, but we need them here. We need to have not just because they need to pray, but also because you know what it means to our members to see our leaders pray. Father God, please. Thank you so much. Amen. I think if I know as a leader, when you come to me and say, Pastor, this needs to fix, right? This should change. I'll say, yes, it needs to change. And I'll look at it, at changing it, after I can look at the other 17 things that need to be changed. But if you bring to me a schedule in advance and say, look, Pastor and elders, we really value your leadership for our church, and we know how important it is. We know that your presence in our meetings make a big difference, and it would really send a positive message to our members that our leadership regards prayer. This is the schedule we've made for the second quarter, which starts in the month. We've put your names down in different for different weeks and different time slots. I'm hoping this would work for you to be present. Maybe not to make a presentation, but to be present. Would this work? Can you do these dates? If not, can you switch to the other? When you bring a solution to them, that way they don't have to make the solution. You solved it. It's a lot less work for them to take into advisement. I feel like that could be a solution. I could be wrong. That's this is the one idea that came off my head. You were saying something 5 minutes ago, or she was.
Yes.
Oh, you both were. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What I was just wanted to add on what she was saying, and also what you were saying.
Mm.
Like the whole entire of my life is an Adventist, and is attending at this church as well. She talked about prayer seminars.
Mm.
I've never seen Like I've seen there's a stewardship day, mm-hmm. whatever.
Right.
Youth day, but I've never seen prayer ministers day.
Understood. I hear that.
For everything.
Oh, yeah, for prayer.
Yeah. The leadership can put in that schedule as well.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter or for the year, that there's a prayer ministers day.
Right.
Where we can invite somebody.
Yep.
Like you were saying, that people need to be taught how to.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because there are some people, I have noticed that there are some people who have long prayers.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not cool.
You end up standing.
Yeah.
So that you feel comfortable.
That's just it.
So those prayer ministries day, we invite somebody and teach everyone in the church how to pray.
There's room for that. Absolutely. And I think
I've never seen that. So if you can encourage them. The church leaderships
mm-hmm.
to put,
which is there, yes, sir. It's like something you can bring to your church, your pastor, your elders, especially if you have a name of somebody you want to have do it. Mm-hmm. That again, just I'm not saying I acknowledge that the pastors in particular should be planning that kind of thing.
Yeah.
To understanding it's first, understanding it's primacy.
Mm-hmm.
I know the stresses that come on pastors. I experience that. And there's some things that I will promote or I will be intentional about because I know it's important to me. And there are some things that I won't, not because it's not important, because I haven't seen the importance myself face up, right? So if you can say, okay, hey, look, Pastor Wesley, I know you're planning the schedule for the next quarter. Hey, we want to have a prayer leader, I don't know, Pastor X from wherever, to come in and have a prayer ministries day. Is that possible for this quarter? If you bring the solution under God's direction, if you pray over that solution, you bring it to you, there's an answer. Do we have prayer ministries day at our church? Has it happened?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
How many times have we gone to our leaders, right? And sometimes you even offer and say, you know what? Even if we bring someone from somewhere, I'm prepared to mm-hmm. pay for this mm-hmm. person because this person touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I want what I had, I've experienced, everyone else here experienced it, because I know definitely it will bring about a change. And then it was tent, you know, like, you're like...
With some stuff, I hear that. I can think of a couple of examples from our church. But we do have prayer ministries there at our church on a regular basis, right?
We do.
There we go. Good. Make me look good here, okay? Please and thank you. Sister Karen.
I had brought up not having the elders around, but it came to me as I'm here.
Mm.
Maybe we can go to the elders meeting, not to the meeting itself, but just at the very beginning, and pray with them for the first time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's big.
Just to do that.
That's huge.
Go from there.
Yeah, that's big. I think something I wrote down here, that I feel the prayer ministries team should take it on as one of their responsibilities to pray about issues the church is facing.
Yes, absolutely.
Issues the church is facing. Finances are a trouble. Then you should definitely pray on your prayer team about that. And maybe you can share with your leadership, hey, look, we know we had a report, we were at the business meeting, we know things aren't good. Can we have a 5 minutes in the service to pray for this, or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, something like that? We're going to have a new pastor. Well, let's pray over that, right? Who's going to lead us in the next little while? That's crucial. That should be in prayer. Let's lead the prayer about that. This issue is happening. Our kids are going traveling. Whatever's going on, we should pray about that. That can be a personal ministry's responsibility. I think we should take it on. I'm coming to you in a second. The other thing is that one thing I think is important. Whenever you hear about an issue, let's maybe a more personal issue. So and so is getting divorced. There's trouble with someone is sick in hospital, right? This family is experiencing a difficulty, right? I think it's definitely nice if you can call and pray with that person, those people. And then you could ask, hey, look, can I have my prayer team pray over this issue? Is it okay with you if I
share with the pastor, the elders, about this issue, ask permission,
mm-hmm.
confidentiality,
mm-hmm.
all right? If you have some kind of way where you can share prayer requests with your church, you can ask, hey, look, would you be comfortable with the church hearing about it, all right? And people will, maybe if it's all cool, they'll say, hey, so the church can hear about it. They are private. Well, you can share the prayer team, but that's it. Not the pastors, for whatever reason, right? You can share the pastor, but not the prayer team or the church. But that's up to them. But if you can be a conduit for that, with regards, especially confidentiality, what you're comfortable with being shared, and what they're not comfortable with, that is important as well. I had a friend, I was in university, and I had a prayer email, and I had a friend who replied back to the email saying, pray for me about this. And so my habit was to share the prayer email with all people on the email list. So I typed it out and sent it. And he was like, Ian, that was just for you to pray over. Luckily, it wasn't like a really personal issue, like embarrassingly personal, but that may be,
yeah.
That put me on notice in the future. Sorry, hold on for a second.
I was just
Novi and then yourself.
Just to encourage us, there was somewhere that I was reading from one of the Sister White books, I can't remember which one is it, that one of the things that the devil is attacking of few other things is prayer. He knows that if he can put God's children to sleep, we are going to church every day, but we are sleeping, we are dead. No prayer life, because we know prayer is the lifeline.
That's it.
The church.
That's really it.
Communication with God. Without prayer, that communication is cut.
Mm-hmm.
The lifeline is what? It's cut. And the devil is going to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
We must remember that. So it doesn't matter, let us be focused. Doesn't matter. We go down under, but we just shake it off.
Shake it off.
And move on. Ask God's help.
That's just it.
All these things that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the devil wants.
That's it. But we and pray over it. Keep praying over it. Pray over it. Pray over it. Pray over it. That's just it. I know I've had personal prayer victories recently in the last couple of days. Just to remind me that God still answers prayer, answers my prayers in particular. And I've been encouraged by that. So yes, that's right. Yes, Vanessa, Rose.
As you were talking about
Leela
and the about that prayer box.
Yep. That's right. Exactly.
And I noticed something. Where prayer is kind of addressing God properly. A pastor once said, you pray and you said, Father. Which father are you talking about anyway? Because Satan is the father of lies. Is Holy Father or Satan? And Satan can grab prayer. Nothing. We think we take Satan too lightly. And he was saying Satan can. So when you're praying, Father, as he hears Father, he grabs prayer. Because Satan is real. So we are to address God properly. Not just Father, which Holy Father. And how about patience in prayer? Sometimes we pray for something, it doesn't happen. I heard a pastor said the other day, last Sunday, and I was really touched by what he said. He said a lady came to him and said, I've been praying for this a long time, nothing is happening, and it seems as if God has me on hold. And the pastor said, well, thinking about it, if the pastor has you on hold, don't hang up. Keep holding the line. If you believe God has you on hold, don't continue praying. And he went on to say, something's happened at midnight. It's now 11:59, 1 minute to midnight. We talk about the Virgin, and it was so touching. The Virgins, remember, they came at midnight, and the earthquake with Peter. And
there you go.
The earthquake at midnight, and he said, don't give up. And one more thing, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in my culture, but even we were reading some texts in the Bible. What about fasting?
Oh, sometimes you're talking about that.
Something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when when Jesus cast the devil out.
Mark 9:29, yes.
I cannot do, I've been trying and this didn't happen. And Jesus said to him, some things by prayer and fasting. Sometimes we are praying and nothing is happening, but we need to put fasting in it because fasting has a lot. And deep down in my heart, I believe fasting is good because see how Jesus struggled in the garden. And
absolutely.
He was there for many days, many hours, and he prayed.
That's important. I think in particular with what you said with the fasting in particular, I think that's significant. We can all fast and pray and fast on our own if we where we need to. There's room for that, absolutely. Not just from food. Mm-hmm. Some people fast from technology, some people fast from TV or whatever. I can't think of more. Yeah, people just fast from different things. You will fast from certain foods, right? My wife won't let me fast from food itself any longer, but so I'll fast from meat, or I'll fast just eating fruit and vegetables for a period of time. But that works especially for us individually. I think it's important us for prayer ministries departments to lead the churches in prayer and fasting. I think at least once a quarter. I remind you, we haven't scheduled prayer and fasting yet. I think I put a day on the prayer what's up for us talk about. That's right. Yes, it's tough to do that.
As for our church here, we do it for our prayer ministries. We do it once every month.
There we go.
Every last Saturday of the month.
Excellent.
Prayer and fasting.
Solid.
Saturday, divine service, we meet and
go from there.
We go from there. We pray until about 3:30 or 4. And then there we go.
Excellent. Yeah, that's powerful. I think it's important for different prayer ministries to facilitate that. I'm glad you're doing that monthly. That's all right. Sister Novia.
I learned something about prayer and fasting, and I really value prayer and fasting. Unfortunately, again, it goes back to the church. Some people, they don't believe in prayer and fast. We tend to think that fasting is to twist God's hand into doing our will, what we want. At times, it's not that. I might be going through something, but God wants my attention.
That's right.
He wants to put everything down.
That's right.
And seek Him.
It's on your heart.
Yeah. So that He can have time with me and talk
That's
to
right.
me. Not at times, not necessarily talk about the problem that I have, because He's taken care of it long time. But He just wants me to talk to Him. We talk one in one and sit down and relax and not talk about anything else but me and God. I learned that the hard
way. Excellent. That's real. Very good. But you learned it, amen?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Lila, and then I want to speak of something else before we close.
I'm a health coach, so on a medical point, fasting helps to clear the mind.
Wow.
And when your mind is clear, you can hear the Lord better.
Come on, preach.
If you are, needing something, help from the Lord or direction or something, it's important to fast because then you can actually hear what He's
yes.
going to tell you.
Wow.
His answer.
That's significant. That's big. There we go.
So, you see, because some of us, we don't know what fasting is. We think fasting is, God, I want this and give it to me. And this is the way I'm demanding it, by fasting.
Not necessary.
So if it doesn't happen, do you think I'll fast next time? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Because the result that I expected from that fasting, I didn't see them. Mm-hmm. They were not delivered.
Mm.
So therefore, it's not working.
There you go. It's all our time is almost up. We have five more minutes before we're finished, and I'll be a good steward of your time. I wanted to talk about two things quickly. One thing is that I want to know what I can do for you as the prayer coordinator for the conference for the Edmonton and Northern region. What would you like to see either me do for your church or us do together in Edmonton? What would you like to see us do?
The prayer ministries day. Like how they have emphasis day. I said that the other day.
All right. So prayer ministries day. I'm guessing you mean like for us together in Edmonton, a prayer ministries day, I guess, together, like a conference or something? Or do you mean... I see your hair. I know you've been saying something. Okay, in your individual churches. Okay. So I can encourage your pastors to have Prayer Ministries Day in your churches, right? I would also encourage you as Prayer Ministries leaders to encourage your pastors. Again, if you go with a name of somebody you think in the area could or in the conference that could come and do a good program on prayer, then bring that name forward. That helps to alleviate any makes it easier for your pastor to say to yes or no, right? Instead of the searching for somebody type thing. That could be helpful. I see your hand too. Your hand is okay, short, quickly, because we have less than 5 minutes left.
We used to have prayer conferences as a event, like
in Edmonton?
Edmonton, yeah.
Okay.
Like all the churches will come together. Maybe it's central. We bring in prayer coordinator from Friday, Saturday, up to Sunday.
Understood.
And we need that to come back.
Okay, that's fair. All right. I'm actually working on that. Sister Karen.
Along with that, for Saturday at least, you could have the person here, but you could live stream it to the other church.
Right, Karen?
You can't fit everybody in the one church.
You can't. It's true?
Well, I know people come, but there's other people at the other churches that can't come.
Right. So make sure it's available during live streaming. But the convocation we had earlier this year in January was also available for live streaming. So everybody who wanted to come could come. Those who couldn't come could watch online and go from.
But the churches are not. If the people can't come, they often don't have computers too. I'm just thinking of older people.
Right.
So if they could still come to their church.
Oh, and see it from there.
Be together and have a live stream.
Okay, there. I hear you on that. I'm coming to you, Rob. First Rose, and then you. Okay.
I heard a pastor said some time ago. Prayer is communicating with God.
Mm-hmm.
When last have you prayed and just stayed there for 3 or 4 minutes to listen?
To listen. Understood.
You just pray and you just go out rushing. If you're talking to your child or whatever, you need... Sometimes God wants to say, don't do the, but we are gone. Still busy. And when last have we prayed? And just wait.
And that's important.
Just wait and hear what God has to say.
That's part of
and it was really touching and it's really true. You know, that's what the pastor said it. And I thought about it. I just wake up and I say my prayer and I'm...
And you got your split.
When last have you listened to hear what
it's true. Saying? It's important to do that.
To God, we don't listen what he has to say to us.
To listen intentionally. And that's something that's part of teaching.
We know his voice. See, we should know, as Christians, we should know God's voice. If I always tell the children that I've taught over the years, you pray. If you hear somebody, if like, because sometimes the children will say, Miss voice to do this. I say, if you hear voices, any voice that is telling you to do something bad, that is not Jesus.
That's right. That's exactly it.
He never tell you to do anything.
You're going home
and you're crossing the street and a voice say, you see a car, it's almost here, and a voice say, go. Car is near, think about it. And a voice say, don't go. Which voice are you going
Which
to
Which voice do you
so
think
after
of?
After they get hit, you know. We should, as Christians, we should know God's voice.
It's huge.
And we should listen to what he's, after we pray, listen. Just stay there and don't fall asleep. Just listen.
There we go. That's something I've been learning about personally in prayer. Personally, that God's been teaching me. There's a speaker, Dr. Tony Evans, and he was taught preaching about prayer. She shared the one point that Jesus spent, I think, I don't know if you remember this in the sermon I preached, because I quoted him. Jesus spent hours with God so he would spend minutes with people. And I was like, wow, that's big. And in the sermon, the preacher also mentioned that Jesus didn't just spend time talking to God, but he spent time listening to God, listening to what, and God, Jesus, God would tell him where I want you to be at tomorrow. God would give him direction for the next day. And that's the thing that we have to learn as well. I've been talking to God. How do I, because I don't always, for me to sit down after a prayer, that doesn't always work for me personally. Okay, that's the honest truth. It doesn't always work for me personally. I've talked to God about, okay, well, how does that work? Like, how does that work for me? And he's told me that often I'll get up from prayer and walk away and that kind of thing. But later on in the day, he'll speak to what I've prayed about. And I'll realize that's him talking to me again. So the importance of knowing God's voice, like you've mentioned as well, knowing when he talks to you. Robin, then I think we have to close. I want to be a good steward of your time.
Well, yeah. My leadership, I work with the elders as well. They put me onto their schedule as well. So when I, with the prayers, meetings, and we came to our F-by-1, the elders and I, they wanted to have it house to house during the winter. So we, the elders and I, open our houses for the people to come, and hoping to encourage for the winter.
That's huge.
So
here we go again.
In the summer, we're going to open up the church again, and then we're continue.
Go from there. That's it. That's powerful. There we go. I'm linking with the elders. So you have your leaders connected in the program. That's just it. What was the one thing I wanted to ask about? That's it. How many of you are aware of Impact 2017?
Yes.
You heard about that? Okay. So one thing that I've been tasked with is to ensure that our churches pray together for God's success and direction for that project. For Impact 2015, the churches, I believe the person tasked with that, with leading with that, was Edith Kagundu from Edmonton West Church. And we arranged things so that we had regular monthly prayer meetings for Impact 2017 to 15 in different churches around Edmonton. On so the first, it was the first Sunday of every month type thing. And I'm wondering what we can do together as prayer leaders with regards to Impact 2017, what we want to do especially. I want to hear your ideas. I don't want to hear them now because our time is done. And I'm wondering if we can have a follow-up meeting of some sort.
Yeah.
Like on a, would it be best to be on a Sunday or does Sunday work for everybody?
Today it was a blessing, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. So Sabbath, you know, Saturday afternoons. I know those are.
And also maybe you can give us your email address.
I think we should all share. Can we have a piece of paper from your binder, please? A piece of paper.
Okay.
If you actually just pass around your binder to open a piece of paper, if you can write down your email address and then share it with everybody else, and we'll all write it down, that would help. You're thinking, you were saying, you just said.
Saturday.
I know I'm frightened of Saturday afternoons because I know I go from 9 in the morning to 9 at night on Friday. On Sabbath as a rule. Would a Friday night work at all?
Friday night will work.
Yeah, what time? Some of us will have it.
Yeah,
I sing.
No,
I sing. I'll be here. No, sing with my singing.
No, but then if we're having a meeting,
it will be one day.
Right, it won't be every Friday, every Sunday, it'll be one Friday.
One Friday.
What I wanted to say was the pastor.
Okay, sorry, just really quick, be careful to write legibly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is something is coming to me that as Pastor is talking about Jesus, how Jesus prayed. Jesus used to have his time by himself with his Father. And then he had time with his disciples. I remember he would go to his disciples and say, won't you watch
One hour.
So I'm thinking this is our responsibility to go to our church members and they want to watch with me 1 hour.
That could be a thing as well. I think our prayer ministry team talked about, because we're trying to do this year, prayer partners. Like I think you mentioned it, Sister Rose. And we said we're going to make different lists of our church congregation and contact different people of our team. We'll contact different church members and say, hey, look, have you found a prayer partner? Mm-hmm. We're going to encourage you to find a prayer partner. Let me pray with you, and then we'll pray over people as the year goes on. But we'll get in touch directly with people.
That's exactly what is in my mind.
Right.
I'm like, you know, we did this. We need to go back.
We need to go back.
How is it going?
How is it going? Let me encourage you. Oh, this way.
Edith.
How is she?
I saw her last
yep. I think she was she's here in this meeting. She's here an elder. Apparently somebody else in West is leading out in prayer ministries for this year.
Okay, while you're writing, Pastor, I like, this comes up to me, you know, where a pastor said, I like to quote from our pastor because sometimes they're really setting some...
Which is fair, under God's direction,
He said, if you have been praying and you don't have a testimony or God has not answered a prayer for you, and you cannot say something personal, you are in trouble. And you have to know what you say to people. Don't tell people that He sends the rain and the sun and the just and the unjust. What is your personal testimony?
Come on now.
Testimony?
Preach.
Name one thing you have prayed for and God answered the prayer.
That's it.
Give your testimony and that will bring people to Christ and all the rest of
it. That's right.
It was really touching and I looked into it, what He's saying.
Makes sense.
You have to know what you say. The rain, the sun, you can say, may the rain, it provide food for me. Because He provides food for everyone.
Everybody.
So you must have a personal testimony.
That's exactly
it. A prayer God has answered for you.
I think, I don't know how many of your churches have regular testimony services. I saw somewhere in Sister White's writings, I can't quote it again, but where she had mentioned the importance of having testimony services. And so I try at my churches to do at least once every couple quarters. I think there are a lot of our churches I know are showing the movie War Room. Mm-hmm. I've shown it already in the churches. And what's one cool thing I saw in that movie was that she had a wall of remembrance.
Yes.
I can't remember the woman's name.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember any character's name in the movie. But the older woman who was the prayer leader had a wall of remembrance where she kept track of what God had done for her. And Elizabeth, there you go. I think that's important for us to do in our personal lives. That would be significant in our churches as well.
Testimony.
Not just testimony, like physically. If you thought it would be interesting for things that your church, issues that have been brought to your church to pray over, right? Somebody's sick. Somebody needs a job. Wow, this is blowing my mind now. If you could have a wall of remembrance where you would put up and say, hey, look, Sister Brown was in the hospital for whatever, January, whatever, 2015, but she came out on August 2016. We thank God for that.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mr. James, he was fired from his job, was without 2014, just September, but he was hired back 2016. Mm-hmm. Back that, yeah, how powerful that would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a physical display of what God has done in your church.
You pray for school fees for children.
That's just it.
They get good grades.
Yes.
When last have we said?
Whatever you bring.
They're getting these grades now. They are getting good grades.
That's
got time to pray for it.
That's big. Loretta, you were saying.
Yeah, I want to to tell about the testimony in the church.
Oh, check.
I don't know why it's the elders or the pastor want to do everything. You know, it's the testimony of the special prayer is for these departments. We have to do that. but they want to talk to all the time and don't give the time.
They want to talk about sex. You're so funny.
You know, the conference has to specify, you know.
Understood.
Happened yesterday in my church. The pastor said, Lorena, you have to present the plans. The plans for the mission, the mission of the church. Okay, but he took all the time, half an hour, and asked her, "What can I do?" Any, no time.
I hear you on that.
And I was telling to his wife, "You have to tell to them, and you know, because you are his wife. He don't have to talk."
You know, talk so much.
Too much. Yeah, because every department has to.
As a time, you're right. Yeah. That's something you pray over as well. Honestly and truly, I hear you on that. I think that's one thing that I think we struggle with as pastors, talking too much. But yeah, honestly, that's a prayer thing too. Mm-hmm. That's a prayer thing for you to pray over. Lord God, the only time I need, you know, I talk to pastor too much, talks too much. Please, God, give me a chance under your direction.
And they don't understand this. I think since we are learning with the God, I think we are more near, you know, more
yeah,
than,
yeah.
Because we are spending many hours praying for, you know, is we are praying for 200 person or 300 people and more problems than the association or the around the world. This is a special, you know, department for ministry.
True. It really is true.
Yeah, and we have something special for us.
There we go.
And then, Pastor, the other day I looked up something because something was on my heart, really. And I know some prayers are yes, some no, some answer right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, why? And then when I saw David said, "Is there iniquity in your heart?"
Mm-hmm. So yes, that's
and
right.
Sometimes we believe that whatever, but we have to pray when we approach God. We should approach God in a way, you know, that
thank you.
If there's iniquity in our heart, we pray for that first, that God will remove. And I've said it, Daniel can pray this prayer.
Mm-hmm. Why can't
I've
we?
I've been evil.
Why can't we?
I've
you're right.
What, you know?
That's exactly it. That's something I teach in prayer as well.
Sometimes my parents are so hard to hear. Sometimes my parents are so hard to bear.
Sometimes my burdens are so hard to bear. Oh, why don't you pray for me? Father God, I thank you so much for the prayer warriors in this room. I thank you for Rob and for Karen and Adiona and Novio and Leela and Rose and Lorena. I thank you also for the prayer leaders who couldn't be here. I thank you, God, for the responsibility you've given us.
Amen.
We've talked about what's been working. Mm. We've talked about what's been challenging.
Mm.
And you know, yeah, you know, sometimes it feels like we're the only people in church who care about praying.
Mm.
But Lord God, we thank you, God. You chose a small number for Gideon.
Mm.
To overthrow the people who he had to, who were, I can't remember what army it was, but they were overthrown, the Midianites. You overthrew them with just a few, just a few, Father God.
Mm.
And you're going to use us in the same way.
Mm.
We thank you, God, for what we've learned about our own prayer ministries, what we can do, what you would have us do
Mm.
in our own prayer ministries.
Mm.
We thank you, God, for leading us to bring these things to bear. Mm-hmm. Wherever we need more support for our prayer team, or it's more members, we thank you for providing. Mm-hmm. Wherever we need more cooperation from our leadership, Lord God, we thank you for providing. Mm-hmm. Wherever we need more time to share in front of your people, we thank you for providing. And for whatever success you want to see in our prayer ministry, God, maybe it's more people, maybe it's more prayer requests, maybe it's more power.
Amen.
Whatever success you want to see, Father, we thank you for providing. Take us safely. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for bringing us together in the future to go over more of what you want us to do together, especially for Impact 2017. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mouth meditation of our hearts. Be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Thank you all so much for your time this morning. Thank you so much for the blessing of you.
Well done.